Park, what can you tell us about your visit to the Capitol Hill?
I had the opportunity to brief the Speaker of the House and the group of senators on what's happening in the New Zealand US relationship, including the process that's been going on, and also to talk to them about the range of areas in which New Zealand and the US are cooperating. It was an opportunity to hear two of their views about the trade issues, because right now the key trade debate between the administration and Congress is on the extension of the fast track authority. I made the point to those I met that should it be extended, New Zealand still remains very interested in getting into a negotiating queue. And I said that from a democratic point of view, we would have to be the perfect negotiating partner because of our desire to see issues like labour and environment able to be tackled in agreements. And I thought that was taken very
seriously. So you seem a bit more upbeat just on the trade, but you seem a little bit more upbeat about prospects. Is that am I reading too much into that? Before we left, we were told it wasn't going to be on the agenda. You seem to be a little more confident that perhaps there is room.
Well, we haven't come here with an expectation that negotiations would open. That's never been the case. But our approach has always been that it's not a question of if but when, but knowing that the fast track authority was pretty limited in time, that the key priority when it was extended would be Doha. We haven't necessarily seen progress coming out of this visit, but someday it will.
What was the Democrats' view of PPA extension?
Well, it's obviously trade block policy has been quite controversial between Republicans and Democrats, and a lot of Democrats have been on the record as being not particularly happy about some trade deals which have gone to Congress. So we are, I guess, saying look, with New Zealand, it's not the sort of issues which would make you perhaps unhappy in cases where you have to go to the Well, I've got the impression of a very warm feeling towards New Zealand. We don't raise concerns in that respect, but they still have to work through with the administration the terms on which fast track can be expanded, and that's really the first thing on their minds.
Do the Democrats admire your independence and your foresight in issues such as Iraq?
Well, obviously, I come from the Social Democratic Party. We have been in relations with the Democrats over the years. There was certainly a feeling of esprit de corps around seeing women in prominent positions. It's wonderful to see a female speaker in the United States and to see women prominent in both Congress and the administration these days. That's quite a change in the US. So the meeting had a lot of reasons for being aware.
Did you talk about the Iraq war in any sense? And if so, did you say things to me that perhaps wouldn't be appropriate to talk about tomorrow morning?
Well, as I was there, she was obviously dealing with issues around Iraq, because there's a vote coming up within the next few days in the House on that, and there's still debate going on within the Democrats about how to handle that particular issue. So certainly she was telling me about the way they were approaching it, but I get the impression from the group of Congresspeople we spoke to, no one sees it.
Did you get a sense from the Democrats you spoke to, in particular the Speaker, about just how they might approach a New Zealand FTA or negotiations over an FTA?
My gut feeling is that were the administration to put New Zealand in a queue, that we would have reasonable prospects of getting sympathetic consideration. That's my gut instinct. But it's for the administration to decide to make that move. Congress is then responding.
What time frame are we talking about?
Oh, no, I'm not wanting to put a time frame on it, because I haven't come up here with the expectation that there will be a time frame.
So only the farm lobbies here in the US would be concerned about any sort of deal. I mean, are we sending any signals that we'd be prepared to look at phases and what have you to, if you like, alleviate concerns that they might have?
Well, every agreement we've done has been defensive interests from the party you're negotiating with have involved those ones. Are you getting
to the speaker concerned at all that we might become, New Zealand might become, the meat and the sandwich between the administration and the Congress, who seem to have their own little battle going at the moment over FTAs?
No, I don't believe so, but I think there's one big issue that's got to be dealt with at the moment, and that's the extension of fast track. And in those circumstances, it's not New Zealand that's the issue. It's the issue of not cluttering the trade debate between the Congress and the administration. It needs to be given a clear run to work on getting the fast track extension.
Did you urge them to extend it for the Darabin round?
We've indicated that we think extension is very much in the interest of the Doha Round. We're not going to succeed at all with the Doha Round unless there's an ability for the President to have fast.
Are you concerned about the safety of the New Zealand soldiers in Afghanistan?
Well, we always operate knowing what the level of security risk is. It's different in Bahrain from what it is in Kabul, but it's not safe in Bahrain.
Did the Speaker register the fact with you that New Zealand didn't send troops to Iraq in the first place?
Yes, she did register that. She also registered, as did Senator Barbara Boxer, their appreciation for New Zealand's support in Afghanistan. I've been well briefed on what we've been doing there.
What did she say about New Zealand's personnel?
Well, she of course would have some sympathy with it. That's the part of the political spectrum she comes from.
What issues did the National Intelligence Director, Mr. I think his exact name, Connell, yeah, what issues did he raise with you?
Well, I hold intelligence portfolios at home, so in a meeting, a visit to Washington, I always meet with relevant people for that portfolio. Last time it was with George Tenet, head of CIA, but now with the office of the director overseeing all the intelligence agencies, that's the appropriate place to meet. I also meet US intelligence people when they come down from New Zealand, so different time to time, including late last year. So we basically talk about the relationship, which is a good one.
What did you raise that there's been criticism in the past or concern from some that New Zealand isn't kept in the loop as much as other countries, perhaps Australia, in terms of intelligence? Is that just the natural part of not being an ally, or in fact are we in the top tier of intelligence?
We have a very good intelligence relationship with the US. Yes, it was affected by the presidential directive, as were the defence links. But that has not stopped a very, very close engagement. It hasn't stopped the steady flow of people between the two countries.
Do you think that those limitations on intelligence as per the directive are going to stay in place for many years?
It's a question of how far the relationship improvement process goes. We made quite a lot of progress in saying that the issues which have been an issue are not an issue, but there's ways of doing it.
How long do you think how long is it conceivable that we'll only be seen as a friend of the
life? I've made it clear that I'm perfectly satisfied with the status that we've got, and I haven't come here seeking to change that. Description 5 years ago, a very, very, very good friend was good enough for me.
Do we lose anything at the moment? I mean, does the average Kiwi who we represent any sphere really lose anything by having that gradient down, that relationship of being broken down?
Well, I think it's a good status to have. I'm very happy with the status of a very, very, very good friend.
Wasn't it very, very, very close, Ben?
Gary, you were there.
Liam's got a dinner to go to.
So you prefer that status?
Well, I'm very happy with the status we've got.
Did you wish the Speaker any luck in pushing through the bill around
here? I didn't offer any advice on that. In fact, I've been careful to say at meetings that we haven't come to offer any advice. The situation is so complex.
Is it also the fact that the relationship is at a precarious stage, not in a fragile stage, but obviously it's going forward, and you're very keen not to upset that?
Well, we're not there. We weren't part of the invasion. We did our bit with engineers for reconstruction. truth is, by the time we left late 2004, it was getting very difficult to offer engineering services at all. Since then, we can only stand back and watch us as a good deal of international.